If you see Paul W. Smith on I-94 this morning, please move to the right. He may be running a few minutes late. It's the pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Rolling through this week. It is now a Friday, of course, Friday morning. We're happy about that. Heading into the weekend, thinking about weekend plans. What are we going to do? Who are we going to spend our time with? And, you know, one of the things that has just become part of the culture, actually has been for a long time, is that it's great to enjoy responsibly, of course, a little cocktail every now and then. And whether with our friends or just kicking back and celebrating a week now in the books once it's done. Great cocktail. Nothing wrong with that. Actually, pretty good deal. But you know what's really catching on? Alcohol-free drinks now in the state of Michigan and beyond, of course. But this has really become, you know, I think they call them mocktails. Is that right?
Mocktails,
yeah. You know, that has become a real thing. What do you really need the alcohol for? Well, I mean, some may have an answer for that. Maybe quite important, maybe quite central to the experience. That's okay, again, as long as done responsibly. But what do we think about mocktails as we head into this weekend? If you think about, you know, that kickback moment or sharing one with a friend.
It's kind of a big deal.
It's become a big deal. It has, yeah, for sure, from a business standpoint, market share standpoint, absolutely.
Yeah, it's funny coming out of the state of Michigan because of our, you know, our wine industry, our spirits, our craft beers. I don't know why, but it sounds funny coming out of Michigan that Michigan is now embracing, and there are many companies within the state of Michigan that have started businesses, non-alcoholic craft beers, you know, these mocktails. I can kind of see the idea of a mocktail because, you know, part of the art of creating a cocktail is all the different, you know, ingredients that you put in. And there's something kind of cool about creating this concoction, just minus the alcohol. So I can kind of see that, you know, that being a popular thing, especially at a bar. But aren't they losing sales at a bar? Because don't they
No, that's a good point. And, you know, these drinks, though, are, they're expensive. I mean, there's a lot that goes into them. There's a lot of art. There's a lot of ingredients and so on. So I think they may be losing sales. Alcoholic drinks account for only a chunk of total alcohol sales in the United States, less than 1%, actually, about 0.47%. But indeed, the market has been booming for the last 5 years, and now some Michigan businesses are jumping on the bandwagon. Sales of no alcohol drinks in the United States jumped 20% a year, now hitting close to $400 million as of August 2022, according to market research firm Nielsen IQ. So it is a coming trend. I don't know if mocktails are the drink of choice for a lot of people now, or if it's the second or third that's the mocktail, and the first maybe being a cocktail, just keeping the alcohol consumption level down across your drinking or the social aspect of drinking.
Right. I was going to say, that's a big part of it, right? Because when you're at a bar, you're at a tasting room, you're even at a friend's house, it's nice to be inclusive and make sure that everybody can have something to drink, especially if you're at a cocktail party or wine party or, you know, it's nice to be able to
offer. Or at a bar and you have to drive.
Right. Or at a bar and you have to drive. Yep.
So that helps sales then, right? So to your point, Kristen, instead of drinking water at the bar, maybe they order those so the bar still makes money.
That's
a very good point, Mark. What may be replaced otherwise with a glass of water now at least gets replaced with a fancy mocktail, generating some sort of level of income for the bar as opposed to giving
water.
A glass of water
for
the second or third, whatever it may be.
And, you know, I've also heard that this new trend is very much being driven by younger people. This whole idea of being sober curious, they think it's a healthy way. You know, you feel better the next day. And it's not just dry January. This is really taking on, and it is really being kind of driven by a younger demographic, over 21, younger demographic, younger than the three of us.
A couple of companies here in the state of Michigan jumping on the bandwagon. Eastern Market Brewing Company in Detroit, they've launched a 2.0 proof sours. I guess these are the what makes the drink that tastes so good, absent the alcohol. And Schmaz Brewing Company in Grand Rapids now has a non-alcoholic pale ale. As they put it, for times in life when alcohol is not appropriate, but a beer still sounds good. That according to their website. Northern Michigan's Shorts Brewing Company rolled out its alcohol-free Thirst Mutilator last summer, and a booze-free bottle shop opened in Grand Rapids at the end of last year to sell spirits and cocktail mixers. So this is, I mean, obviously from a business standpoint, it's becoming an opportunity to serve a market that seeks a great tasting drink in a social setting, but has no alcohol. So interesting. This is an evolving trend, a coming trend, and one, we all need to keep in mind, let alone keep an eye on from a business standpoint. So times are changing, guys. Grab a mocktail this weekend.
And it's Friday.
I'll go check one out.
All right. Speaking of mocktail, speaking of heading into the weekend, can't do that until we head to the Paul W. Show next. Do we have Dave standing by?
No, it's Brian.
Brian. Hey, Brian.
Good morning. Dave go away. Dave can't do this anymore.
Oh, no. Hey, I know the feeling.
Dave's about getting a mocktail.
He headed out the door for his mocktail, huh, Dave?
Absolutely.
Right.
The mocktails I understand, and I a sweet drink without the alcohol. An alcohol-free beer to me. I ordered one once, and it was like I had said the most vile curse word ever to everyone in the bar.
Oh, no. I
like an old duels, and everybody looked at me like I grew an extra head, so I'm like, okay.
Right. Like, you don't belong here. That's down the street, buddy, right?
Exactly.
I got it.
This morning, Paul's talking to Michael Montre, the president of the Grand Prix, about the Grand Prix coming to Detroit. So that should be pretty cool this morning. I'm looking forward to listening to that.
Ah, that is great. I can't wait to see the Grand Prix back downtown. So exciting. Looking forward to the show ahead. Thanks, Brian. Have a good morning. Have a great day. Grab a nice mocktail this weekend. Just don't do it at the bar. Do it at home when no one's looking. And enjoy your weekend. Headed to the Paul W. Show next right here on WJR.